It's every Christmas story ever told, and then some, at the Red Mask Players in Danville for performances on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's this weekend. And we've got a couple of representatives of the Red Mask Players going to share, I guess, some of those stories, and they promise to get your host involved in that as well. And in the later portion of the program, it's a variety show going to be at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center Friday evening to draw attention to the IMC as a venue for various kinds of events. And we've got some live music we'll hear on the second half of today's show to represent that. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Those are a couple of selections from a disc called What If Mozart Wrote Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We didn't hear that tune, but we did hear, I'm sure you recognized it, not very well disguised, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and then a little bit of We Need a Little Christmas, performed by the Hampton String Quartet. It's one of their various offerings of that sort. These things came out in the 80s. And it was the best thing I could come up with anything closely resembling Christmas comedy, which if we have at our station, I don't know where it is, but we're leading into a conversation next on Live and Local about the Red Mask Players production in Danville of a show called Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. And apparently, if you saw it last year, there's some new additions this year, so it's worth seeing again, they say. I have with me Bob House, who's the director for the show, and Gail Garner, who's the stage manager. And actors, there's three of them, unfortunately had to work.
Well, yeah, so they have day jobs.
Yeah, the nerve of those people flaunting it on the rest of us. No, but that means that the three of us get to act, I guess.
Indeed.
You're going to get me into sight reading some of this play. So, Bob, tell us about the show.
The show, the premise is three guys are going to be doing Dickens' Christmas Carol. And the one man who is very intent on doing it a serious holiday version, he gets interrupted because the other two men with him let him know at the last moment that they're really tired of doing Christmas Carol and they want to do other things. So the show then picks up speed, and in the next hour and 45 minutes or so, we run through about 17 or 18 things that you're familiar with in terms of Christmas shows. We hit the Grinch and Frosty and Rudolph and holiday parades, Miracle on 34th Street, Wonderful Life, eating fruitcake. That's always a fave.
Was that actually is that a story?
Well, no, but they do the fruitcake game, which is interesting.
Okay.
We even tackle the age-old question, is Santa Claus real? We give that a touching yes. moment or two. We also cover the Nutcracker Ballet. Now, our three gentlemen actors do indeed dance their way off the stage, which is truly something to behold right there. They aren't wearing tutus, but it still is it's worth the price of admission almost. We do Christmas advertising, Charlie Brown, the old Yes, Virginia, Is There a Santa Claus? And the old, like, Perry Como, Bing Crosby TV extravaganzas. So we run, and we manage to work in a couple of holidays here and there, and we have a good time with all of them.
So is this show, what, about 5 hours long then?
No.
about an hour and 45 minutes.
It picks up speed as we go.
Did you ever see a show called, I'm pretty sure I have the title right, The Complete Works of Shakespeare Abridged?
Right. In fact, the gentlemen who wrote this are in a professional troupe that performed that all the time. So they're part of a group that performs the reduced Shakespeare. And so they kind of, it's in that vein that they wrote
Reduce
every
Christmas.
Yeah. Every Christmas story ever told. So it's very similar in terms of its presentation.
Fast paced. You're right. It does sound like with all those things going on that we could easily have you in the theater for 4 hours, but it's not.
You manage not to do it. And who are the three? Now, you used this term, gentlemen actors. Is that
sometimes we call them the studs of Christmas theater, too, and they kind of like that better. But Wilbur Bolton and Rick Prentice and J. Edward DeVore are the three men who carry the load as far as actually being on stage and learning all the lines.
Did they do the show for you last year? Or was it
different? Yes, they did. And it was very successful last year, which is really one of the reasons why we're doing the same show the next year, because we had really good audience reaction to it, and we kind of got started a little late, but Gail contacted the three guys and said, would you want to try to put this together really in about 5 weeks? And normally when we do a show at Red Mask, it's in production, what, 6-7 weeks, something like that?
Yeah,
so
usually.
We put this together pretty quickly, but the three guys really came through for us, and we're ready. Tonight's dress rehearsal, and we open tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
And you just have the three performances?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock, and then matinee on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
That is
right.
Correct.
And our theater is, the calendar really is so crowded that being able to squeeze out an extra month and one weekend is really about all we could do, because the next show, the winter show, has already been cast and it's in production, and they're kind of waiting for us to clear out Sunday so they can jump up there and get rolling with theirs. So that's why we can only do one weekend, but
well,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, and this is, do you have your own theater?
Yes, Catherine Randolph Theater.
Oh, that is, okay.
It's on Vermilion Street in Danville.
601
North Vermilion.
And for tickets, folks can call 442-5858, is
yes,
that the
number?
Yes,
that is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
$10 a ticket, no reserve seating, and it'd be nice if we had standing room only, but I'm not sure that'll happen, but it would be swell if it did.
How big a space is it?
We can seat 160, 65, somewhere in there.
So pretty decent space then.
Yes.
Well, I promised some scenes, so what do we got first? Does it require an introduction?
Start with a little scene called Christmas in Wales, or with Wales.
Christmas with Wales.
With Wales.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That is very an important distinction, yeah.
Yeah. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Ahoy there, matey. Christmas be coming early this year. Arrg! Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of eggnog. I be looking for the great white bearded whale, Moby Nick. There she blows with boughs of holly, don't you know? Arrg!
Whoa, what are you doing out here, Gail?
What do you mean?
I mean all of this. What Christmas story is this?
Oh, it's Bob Dylan's beloved holiday classic, A Child's Christmas with Whales. Shiver me timbers and jingle me bells. Arr!
No, Gail, it's Dylan Thomas, not Bob Dylan, and he wrote A Child's Christmas in Wales. That's W-A-L-E-S, as in the country. You know, southwest of England, not W-H-A-L-E-S, which is a big fish you get blubber from.
You sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
There's nothing in there about the ocean or ships or swabbing the poopy deck
no,
and stuff?
No, Gail, it's not about that. It's a real nostalgic look at Christmas through the eyes of a child. And, well, he does kind of mention the ice-edged fish-freezing waves at the rim of the carol-singing sea, and the dock birds and the hooting of ships and the whirling bay drifting out to sea.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And there's nothing in there about harpoons or blubber?
No.
Blow spouts or baleen?
No.
Well, I feel kind of foolish now.
Yeah, probably you would.
Maybe I should just go get ready for the next bit.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
And you say there's a whole country in England filled with whales? Wow, I never knew that. Thanks, man. That is so cool. Wow.
Okay, well, folks, you know, he's not the brightest bulb on the tree, but, well, you know, at least, hey, he's just not the brightest bulb on the tree. End of scene.
End of scene. And I see that it leads right into the next scene. That's
right.
This is the part where you promised to rope me in here.
That's right.
And so folks have to realize that I'm sight reading this. And so I will do my very best. And I've never seen the show, and I have no idea what I'm about to be saying. So other than that, they assured me that they would have, there'd be none of the seven words you can't say on radio. So hopefully I won't run into one and then get into trouble.
No, we promise.
We're doing scenes from Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some, the production by the Red Mask Players. And lacking the actual actors who are working at the moment, we have Bob House, who's the director of the show, Gail Garner, who's the stage manager, and yours truly, who is the host of these proceedings. So shall we just continue?
Let's jump right in.
Do I know where this stops?
We'll stop on page 51.
I kissed you on the lips.
Oh, great. Do we have to do that?
No.
Okay, so we're just going to do two pages here. Okay, then. In 1904, William Sidney Porter, better known as the candy bar O. Henry, wrote what was destined to become a holiday classic, The Gift of the Maggie. And it begins, "Once upon a time, there was a young man with an exquisite pocket watch." Do I read the stage direction here?
No.
Oh, okay. "A very large and exquisite pocket watch. And he was married to a woman with the most beautiful and luxurious hair."
"Oh, Jim, what a large watch you have."
"Della, you hot wench, kiss me now."
Then there's passionate love scene there for about 10 seconds.
"But poverty forced them to live in penury."
"Oh, God, I hate penury."
"Poverty sucks, man."
"It was Christmas, and both knew there would be no money for presents."
"If I can't find the perfect gift for Jim, I'll die. I'll just die."
"I wonder if the Illini will make a bowl game this year."
"But dire times call for dire measures."
"I know. I'll sell my hair."
"I know. I'll make some brownies."
Christmas morning arrived, and with it, a sense of gleeful anticipation was in the air.
"Oh, Jim, I just had to have a present for you, so I sold my long and beautiful hair to buy this gold chain for your watch. Isn't it beautiful?"
"Dude, you look like a dude."
"Oh, please don't be angry with me, Jim, even though I know I've been dropping hints all week long about those tortoiseshell combs for my hair. And I know that you're the kind of loving man who would make any sacrifice just to keep me happy."
"Dude, you are a dude."
"And then you probably sold your watch to buy those combs for my hair, didn't you? Oh, isn't that ironic? Isn't it, Jim? Both of us sacrificing our most cherished possessions for each other."
"Dell, I got you a $5 gift certificate for P-dubs.
"Well, that's irony for you."
The Maggie were wise guys, very wise guys, who brought gifts to the child in the manger and who held on to receipts in case they needed to exchange.
"I kissed you on the lips, man."
"I know." All right.
And that's the end of that one.
Excellent job, by the way, for going in cold.
Well, just thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Did you want to do the Potter one?
Sure. Now, Act Two is, I think, a tremendously clever piece of writing where the three men who wrote this do an outstanding job of combining It's a Wonderful Life with Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. And we would like to give you the opportunity to read a piece of that one. Where do we go here, Gail?
Page 64.
64. All right, that would be this little marked section here.
We'll start about mid-page where it says John, offstage says Scrooge.
Okay, so I'm still reading the role of Michael, huh?
Yes.
Who is doubling as Cratchit.
That's correct.
All right.
Yeah, each character has about 12 different things they play during the course of the play. And as obviously they at different times play female roles, and so they're wearing ridiculous wigs and so forth. So it's again like reduced Shakespeare. It's funny.
We're very big on bad blonde wigs on 6 foot tall guys with beards.
Beards they grew themselves. That
yes,
didn't
yes.
Have,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, where are we starting here?
Where it says Scrooge.
Me? Scrooge!
Spirit, conduct me where you will. I went forth last night on compulsion, and I learnt a lesson which is working now. Tonight, if you have aught to teach me, let me profit by it. Are you the fat ghost whose coming was foretold to me?
No, George. I'm your Uncle Billy. And I can't find $8,000 I had to pay off the bank. I've looked everywhere for it.
$8,000? Holy mackerel. Well, did you buy anything?
No, nothing. Not even a stick of gum.
Well, do you have any secret hiding places?
No. The last I remember, I had it in the same hand as I had this newspaper that I gave to old man Potter, that BHC.
Beloved holiday classic.
No, bitter, hateful cheap ass, and I have no idea what happened to it, George. We'll have to retrace my steps.
All right, but where do you first remember it being missing? Were you at the building alone? We can start there.
No. I was on the other side of town, visiting my friend Bob.
Bob? Crash.
I'm all right. Don't worry.
Hello, Mrs. Cratchit, and all you 137 little Cratchits.
Cratchit?
Gesundheit. Ah, my family and wife, I propose a toast to Ebenezer Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
Why, that's awful nice of young Bob.
I know you'll probably say he's a bandy-legged, hunchbacked, halitosis-ridden, flatulent old skinflint, and that no one would really miss him if he were to, oh, say, be crushed by a falling meteorite or hauled off by a band of renegade Turks and used in unspeakable ways. Still, he is the founder of the feast, and I say, for the sake of the season and the forward movement of the plot, God bless him.
Spirit, why am I so reviled? Is there no one in this world who understands a simple man of business?
Enters the next character in a wheelchair. Sit down, George, sit down.
Mr. Potter, you gotta help me, Mr. Potter. I'm in terrible trouble. I need $8,000.
Why, I'm just a simple man of business. And I don't understand you. Look at you, a miserable clerk, come crawling to me with a measly $100 life insurance policy. Why, we're worth more dead than alive.
But Mr. Potter...
You once called me a warped, frustrated old man.
No, doggone it, that was my Uncle Billy, and he called you a bitter, hateful, cheap ass.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, George. I'm going to bulldoze down Bailey Park, and I'm going to put up Pottersville, and then it'll be like you were never even born, and then I'm going to evict all them Whos down there in Whoville, and then I'm going to go start on those pesky munchkins, too. And...
Thanks.
Yeah.
So they're adding in yet another story there.
Oh, yes.
Or they don't follow that one up very far.
Well, it's in the first act. There's quite a bit about the Whos.
Oh.
And yeah, we cover the Grinch. And
Yeah, quite well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I imagine that a lot of this show is the visual gags.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
The costuming of these three gentlemen.
It's interesting. With only three men, we have... two racks of clothing backstage because one of them, Rick Prentice, I think he must have, 15, 18 clothing changes?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of those are putting on a sport coat, taking it off, putting on his blonde wig, taking that off. So, it's as you said, and you're right on the money, there's a lot of sight gags. The one that we do that plays really funny, but we didn't pick it because it doesn't, just reading it doesn't come across as funny, but they do, Wilbur and J. Edward do the Macy's Holiday Parade. And it's
very visual.
It's good. Yeah, it's funny stuff. And as I think you mentioned earlier, really, if anybody did see our show last year, I think that they'd still be able to see stuff in there this year that they probably missed, or we've added new things. Can we mention our raffle? Can we put in a...
I don't know why not.
Okay.
one of the things that we added is a prop in the play. It's approximately 8 foot tall. It's an Easter Island stone head. because Easter Island is referred to several times during the course of play. So we're going to be raffling off the Stone God to some lucky patron. We're suggesting that people buy it not just for buy tickets not for themselves, but for all their friends who they deem worthy of such a beautiful piece of scenery.
And you need to verify that they either have 8-foot-plus ceilings in their house.
We don't really care.
No,
it's
really
okay. Okay.
I might, if it's in the city, they could probably get delivery maybe for a small fee.
Yeah.
Because this is a fundraiser, you know, so an extra $5, we'd probably take it to their house.
Now the stage new duties for the stage manager.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some, put on by the Red Mask Players in Danville at the Catherine Randolph Theater on North Vermilion Street. You can buy tickets by calling 217-442-5858. Can you get tickets at the door as well?
Absolutely, yes.
And I'm going to read a line here that it says, "This is an adult play designed to amuse but hopefully not offend. It is not a traditional family-friendly production. Leave your kids and political correctness at home."
Well, there's really nothing inappropriate goes on.
No.
There's no swearing. I think maybe there's one swear word uttered the entire show, but the jokes and the gags and stuff really are aimed at adults, and I just don't think it's a show that kids would get very much out of. I think really we're kind of telling people, hey, get yourself a babysitter that night. You and the wife or you and the husband, just come and sit down for a couple hours. Let us entertain you. Have some laughs before the holiday season becomes too much of an overload and too crushing. But that's what we mean by an adult show. You know, it's really, there's nothing inappropriate going on. It's just funny stuff that's aimed at adults.
So the kids may simply not find it funny.
I think
that's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, just not a situation. And as Bob put in some of his comments, there's so many programs aimed at children. Mm. We chose something that was aimed for adults because, you know, if you want to go out and take your kids to a program, there's a lot of things you can do. But if as adults you want to go see something, there's not that big a venue.
Which brings us another point. We decided really to do the same show 2 years in a row. We had so many people come backstage last year and tell us that, you know, things like, I really needed this. I needed just to come and sit down and see something goofy and silly and laugh for an hour. It was very, very well received. It truly was. And one of my favorite stories, a guy came back and he shook hands with us and said, "This is great." He said, "I've been coming to your shows for years." And he said, "Usually I can kind of predict what's going to happen or see where the show's going." He said, "You know, but after about 20 minutes, I just gave up because I didn't have a clue where you were going with this thing." But he had a good time, so that was important.
It sounds like it. So if parental guidance is needed, if you do decide to bring your kids, it's not that anything that's going to be bad for kids. It's just that they might need to explain, parents might need to explain, why was that funny?
Yeah.
Right. That's a good summation.
Yeah. Plus, you know, little kids, as I said, we do get into the age-old question, is there a Santa Claus?
Oh, and you, all right. We don't want to, they may not want to know the answer.
We even discussed the Easter Bunny, so, you know.
Yeah.
And
very
tooth
briefly
fairy?
On Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
But
the Tooth Fairy?
No.
Okay.
You know, that's one we forgot.
Well, yeah.
So people can retain their illusions about that one.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Bob and Gail, and I hope it proves to be another hit for you.
Hey, thanks for having us over. I enjoyed it very much.
My
and
pleasure.
You did a great job on those cold reads.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. Thank you very much. If you love music, food, crafts, dance, comedy, or the Independent Media Center, as well as social liberty and justice, you might want to stick around for our next segment. It's for a show called Run IMC, Doing It Live. Variety show tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Independent Media Center in Urbana-Champaign. You're listening to Live and Local. Our program today is made possible with support from Silver Creek in downtown Urbana, serving lunch and dinner every day with a brunch on Sunday. For 20 years, Silver Creek has been bringing to the table freshly baked artisan breads, prime steaks and chops, fresh fish and pasta dishes, and delightful pastries made by Silver Creek's pastry chef. There's a little bit more from the Hampton String Quartet, and you probably recognize that tune too, Frosty the Snowman, heard on Live and Local on FM 90.9. My next guest, is Vivian McConnell, who is a sophomore at the University of Illinois, and she's involved in tomorrow night's production at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, which is located in the old post office building right next to Lincoln Square. And the show's called Run IMC, Doing It Live! And there's quite a lot of things going on there. The idea is to promote local artists, musicians, and citizens, because the IMC is about lots of different kinds of things. And you may or may not have been aware that things go on in this place that used to and still does receive and deliver packages and so on. So, Vivian, thanks very much for joining us. And what's your involvement with the IMC?
The class that is putting on this event is Engineering 298, and the section is actually the Independent Media Center section. So this whole semester, we've been working on planning this event and finding ways to raise awareness for the Independent Media Center, just because it's an incredible place. I mean, I don't know how much time you've spent there, what facilities you've used there, but we've really done some exploration on what they have to offer, and ranging from the bike project to books for prisoners to just anything. You can just go and hang out there if you need, you know, somewhere to go. And so I'm part of the live music group, and I performed last night for our event at Canopy Club, and I'll also be running kind of the acoustic beginning, and as well, it's going to be kind of an open mic in the beginning of the event on Friday, so...
So people can show up and with or without guitar and do something?
I mean, we're just kind of, you know, it's starting kind of early. We wanted to make it a really long event. So it's starting pretty early, so we didn't know how many people are going to show up. Pretty much I'm just going to be kind of hanging out, playing guitar, and if someone else wants to step up, you know, we're probably going to have a list or something. You know, just it's going to be really open-ended and relaxed the whole night, so...
How did this end up being a project of an engineering class?
I'm not exactly sure why it's called Engineering 298. I have really no idea. Actually, a lot of the other projects are, there's a Habitat for Humanity section, but I'm not exactly sure where the root of engineering comes into it, except maybe just like, I don't know, creating an event, building a program. I mean, I don't know if that makes sense, but...
So what made you decide to take the class?
Well, actually, a good friend of mine is the TA, and it's very relaxed, and so a lot of my friends are actually in the class, too, so it's more than just not, like, we're learning a lot, but we're also having a really good time. So
it sounds almost more like a social class than.
I mean, it is in a sense, but what we're doing is pretty cool. I mean, we postered for the IMC. We've been there a couple of times, and it is very social. But the Independent Media Center is a very social place, so it goes hand in hand.
Social in lots of different senses.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, they have their own newspaper, their own radio station, and just lots of things are going in and out of the IMC. So.
And there's lots of music there.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, they have workshops, too. You can go. I've never been to one, but actually the last year, the same class put on IMC Fest. So it's essentially the same thing, just different name. But I went to that last year, and it was really fun. This year, though, we're going to have crafts and baked goods. And it's a little more of a eclectic set. I mean, we have DJs at the end, you know, to round out the night. Then kind of bands in the later, like harder rock bands in like the late hours. And then acoustic comedy and dance acts scattered in between. So
it starts off softer and ends a little louder.
Yeah, exactly.
You approach the wee hours.
Yeah, so those college kids who just want to dance their brains out can just...
Those college kids. Surely you're not one of those who would do that.
No. I don't even like to dance. Just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm excited to spend my time there tomorrow. So.
But you like to sing.
Yes, I love to sing.
And I haven't heard you, so I'm looking forward to it.
This will be hopefully a pleasant surprise.
Let's hear what you got.
All right. The song's called Gnats.
As in G-N-A-T-S.
Yeah, it's based loosely on the aphid invasion we had
was gonna ask
last fall, but also, you know, has some deeper meaning. So. I'm swatting you away. You're in my ears, you're in my eyes. You form my tears with all your lies. And I'm getting far away. I am walking through a cloud of you. And I'm wiping you off my arms and picking you from my skin. And all your deceiving charms, your charms, your charms. And you will always be the buzzing inside my brain and digging in my skin. That never-ending pain, and you will always be spinning around my head and crawling through my thoughts and wandering to my bed, yeah, to my bed, to my bed. I'm slapping you down, but you always fill the air. You are pushing me around, giving me that stare. You may populate my world, but my heart is bigger than yours. You may spin and twirl around, but that annoying sound will never drown. Know me, know me. And you will always be the buzzing inside my brain, digging in my skin, that never-ending pain. And you will always be spinning around my head and crawling through my thoughts and wandering to my bed, yeah, to my bed, to my bed, to my bed. You are only but a noun, and I'll swat you.
So what possessed you to connect aphids or gnats with, I presume, some relationship or another?
Yeah, it was a breakup. it was all kind of happening at once. I was just being flooded with lots of emotions and walking to class and wiping bugs off my face and just kind of a weird. I don't know. It seemed to make sense, and people really really liked that song. I think. I'm actually in a band called Grandkids, and we played last night, and we have a cello, electric guitar, and drums, and it's a pretty happy song, pretty fun song. I mean, it's what you make it. So
you do that band with the Grandkids?
Yes, and I'm also in a band called Santa with my older brother, and they're a group of older guys. So we're actually doing a tour in December. So. My life's pretty crazy right now.
and you're trying to get ready for finals and finish those up at the same time.
Yeah, I'm taking a smaller course load, but it's still pretty overwhelming. I'm actually I'm taking a semester off to be with Santa next semester. We have some
that
pretty
sounds funny.
Yeah, it sounds to be with Santa. We have some pretty crazy opportunities, but grandkids will still be, you know, writing, and it's just going to be nice. I love school, and I want to continue and, you know, graduate, but these opportunities only come once in a while, so I'm going to try it out. So
what kind of stuff does Grandkids do? I've actually heard of the group and was on the verge of getting in touch with you about that a while ago, I think.
Yeah, we would love to come in. if this
what
is
kind
a,
of stuff do you do?
Well, it's pretty much, if you can imagine, my voice and acoustic guitar and often softer, lighter electric guitar, plus cello, electric guitar, like lead, and drums. So it's very, we've been described as, let's see, indie, folky, rock kind of. I mean, it's hard to say. A lot of our songs are softer, but then sometimes we pick it up a little bit. But yeah.
And what does Santa do?
Santa's a little heavier. I'd say it's more like alternative rock. I play electric and acoustic guitar, and I sing harmonies with my brother, and he plays electric guitar. There's keys, there's bass, and a kit. And
kit meaning drum kit.
Yeah. And it's pretty, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Like, both groups are just, are awesome to play with. But Santa's more, I'd say, kind of touching, like, it has folky basses. I mean, but it's kind of more psychedelic rock in a way. I mean, it's hard to explain. It's very hard to explain Santa's.
Well, a lot of, I mean, anytime you ask about musical genre anymore, it almost doesn't. It's almost a nonsensical question.
Yeah, I could try to, you know, explain to you in so many words, but you wouldn't even know until you listen to them. So.
Yeah, but I gather you don't do Christmas stuff.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So tell us about some of the other groups that are going to be on tomorrow's show at the Independent Media Center.
Well, we have starting off with, like, the softer things. We have. Well, I'll be starting off the night, so if you like what you hear now, then you should come from 5 to 6:30, and if you want to play some songs.
Oh, you're starting at 5?
Yeah.
Okay, I had it down as 6 o'clock, or I had it starting at 6:30.
Well, I think it's like the doors are kind of at 5, and it's just going to be very relaxed. So, yeah, if you guys want to come and play some songs. We have Megan Johns, who's a local artist. She's a good friend of mine. She's really fantastic. John Childers will be playing. He's in a band called The Leadership, a new band here, but he's also a really great guy. We have Banjar, which is my two friends, Claire and Ben, who play a banjo and fiddle duo, and they often are playing contra dances at the Phillips Center in Urbana. Thanks But No Thanks is a band with a couple of high schoolers scattered in there, so that would be really cool to see the youngins show their stuff. Great Life, which is actually our TA's band, and we had a band, Horrible Things, dropped out, which is unfortunate, but she stepped up to the plate. So.
Oh, Horrible Things was the name of the band.
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah, it's funny how that works. And then Death Tram, who's another local artist. It's him and his guitar. He does some really awesome loop stuff. And then we have DJs at the end. DJ Famcom, Hey Casey, which I've never heard, but I think it's going to be awesome. And then also a comedy group, Odd Request, and Floor Lovers, and some other scattered dance groups. So,
yeah, it sounds like quite a variety of things. So I guess people can just come for any or all of it, pop in and pop out, and if you didn't like what you heard when you showed up, come back a little while later. You might like what happened.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's going to be, we're going to do some sort of hand stamp so you can get in and out if you want to go, you know, experience some fine dining in downtown Urbana, which is pretty delicious. You can go and leave. I think there's going to be snacks there. There's going to be baked goods. I think it's just going to be fun. I hope we get some locals, some families, maybe towards the beginning of the night, just if you guys are listening out there. But overall, yeah, it's going to be great. It's $5 at the door. If you were at the event last night, it's $3. And there's going to be raffles for some really cool IMC t-shirts. And
if you were there last night, will you get a different show tomorrow night?
Completely different.
Really?
Last night was, I forgot some a cappella groups that are performing on Friday, too, so that would be neat. But last night we had a performance. It was a cappella and some three bands. So one band from ISU and then a local band, The Fresh Kills, which is a really great punk rock group. So it was really neat to see the difference between the a cappella girls and boys singing without instruments and just very, very sweet into some rock.
So. That sounds like an interesting contrast.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was.
We're talking with Vivian McConnell, who is a singer and songwriter and is involved with the show called Run IMC, doing it live at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center tomorrow night, starting at, well, doors opening at 5 o'clock now, and goes until close to 2 a.m., or at least it's projected to. And there's all kinds of things going on, crafts, food, dance, comedy, music, and awareness of just generally the many activities beyond the arts that go on at the Independent Media Center. You've got another song for us.
I do. Do we have time for one more song or two more songs?
It depends how long they are.
They're pretty short.
Okay. You want us to do them back to back?
I'll do the new one first.
Okay.
This one's I just wrote it a couple weeks ago, and my grandkids and I really like playing it. So when you listen to the song, think about who's in your tribe, who's supporting you, who's going to be there with you. So. Watching my back. Thank you.
Vivian McConnell. And so what is the title? What's the title of that?
We call it Tribe. We like to yell out Tribe. And I like to also yell out, like, where's my tribe? But I think it's going to be called something along the lines of Where's My Tribe or Who's My Tribe?
So a work in progress.
Yeah, definitely. The song's really cool, hearing it with the full band. It was written with a banjo. So, I mean, well, not this part, but my guitarist is really talented, and he just picked up a banjo. I mean, he's been kind of fiddling on it for a while, but it sounds really cool. And then the cello, it's just a really fun song to play. So,
where did you come up is there any relationship you have with tribes that you thought of this or not?
I don't even know. It could have been a dream I had. A lot of my songs come from my really, I have very vivid dreams. But I don't know. These thoughts kind of just like pop into my head, and I've been going through some interesting times just growing up, getting older and figuring some things out and seeing really who is sticking by me and who wants to spend time with me and who, you know, support me and stuff. So, yeah. So I guess that's where the concept of tribe came from. I don't know if it's my brother's new obsession with Lost or, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
I gather you're pretty close with your brother.
Yeah, actually.
What's his name, by the way?
His name's Stan McConnell. Mm-hmm.
Dan or Stan?
Stan. And he went to school here as well. He graduated with a degree in creative writing. And actually, I have another older brother, Randy, who we're all very close. And he's my other middle brother is not involved in music as much, but he's out in Colorado. Working in Aspen, but my older brother Stan and I, we can. It's really fun going on tour with your older brother because you always feel safe and you can always laugh about things and even cry about things if you need to. So.
Well, that's good because not everybody can say that.
Exactly.
A lot of people would say it would be hell going on a tour with your older brother.
Yeah, and I mean all of the guys in Santa, and all the guys and grandkids are kind of my. Kind of act as like brother figures. It's really great. It's a big musical family. So,
well, let me get in. I got to get a couple of things in here, and if you don't mind, maybe we can kind of go out on a third
Definitely.
Song.
Yeah.
All right. Programs on our station today are made possible with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to enjoy Krannert Uncorked, a weekly free wine tasting almost every Thursday at 5 p.m., including tonight, I believe, in the lobby. More information about upcoming events is at krannertcenter.com. And we have support from Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from noon to 4 in the Bouvant's Tasting Room. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. And we are Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. And here's just real quick some things going on tonight and tomorrow. There's a festive celebration in song at St. That's right now. Never mind about that one. Just John Cariani's Almost Maine at the Station Theater in Urbana. We'll be having a feature on that on tomorrow's Live and Local. The Illinois Wind Symphony is playing tonight at the Krannert Center at 7:30. The Millikan University Trumpet Ensemble and Saxophone Quartet are at Kuiper Hall in Decatur on the Millikan campus tonight at 7:30. UVI Jazz Combo 1 is playing at the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30. Folk music by John Kopes. Do you know this person?
John Kopes is a good friend of mine.
So yeah. I said it right?
I'm going to try to catch him at Aroma tonight.
Yeah, Aroma Cafe, downtown Champaign tonight at 7. Tatsuya Nakatani, percussionist, is at the Independent Media Center tonight at 7:30. And A Christmas Carol opens at Charleston Alley Theater tomorrow night at 7:30, runs through Monday. A Christmas Story at Ransville Theater Group opens tomorrow night at 7:30. Winter Wanderings, two performances in Springfield and Bloomington, Friday and Saturday from the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Check out their website. And The Nutcracker opens tomorrow at the Krannert Center with the Champaign-Urbana Ballet. High School of St. Thomas More Madrigal Feast is tomorrow and Saturday at 7 o'clock. White Christmas at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. And, of course, there's more, but that's what we've got time for to mention, if we're going to let you get in even part of a song.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to say I hope to see you guys tomorrow night. Starts at 5, but come anytime you'd like. Stay as long as you'd like. It's going to be a really great show. Also, if you want to see Grandkids or Santa, Grandkids is opening for Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos this Tuesday at the Courtyard Cafe in the Illini Union. And we're playing a show on December 11th with Santa, so I'll be double duty at Cowboy Monkey December 11th. So
you can get lots of Vivian McConnell, in the next number of days and hear her tomorrow night at 5 at the Independent Media Center downtown Champaign.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin. This one's called Clock Tower, and I hope you guys have a great Thursday. underneath the clock tower and plucking strings and things, picking our mock flowers. Graze my